one of the things that happened to me that started, got us starting off, we started dancing. Well, my mother gave a piano to a refugee. She didn't want her piano anymore. She'd given up ages ago, and all the piano was an office for my father. He used to have papers all over it, you see. She said she got fed up with that, so she got rid of the piano. So the lady said, well, as the music is a social thing, she said, he says, how about me buying it? So she paid for dancing lessons at Miss Sharp's School of Dancing in Nascot Road. So I took these things up and I told my mates about it. And at the time, we used to have dances every Saturday at Watford Town Hall. And they were a great success all through the war, and they carried them on afterwards. I learnt to dance and could go to these things, you see. And then, so my mates felt out of it. So there was three other dancing schools in Watford. We used to go, one in Clarendon Road. I forget her name. God dear, she was famous. There was a Star Ballroom, and there was one other one, Star School of Dancing, over a shoe shop in the middle of the high street. Anyway, we went to this dancing, and you meet girls, and that one thing led to another, and we all had these girlfriends knocking about. And if I remember correctly, you could have 750 couples to do at the town hall. The floor was big enough, or shall we say the whole assembly was big enough to take 750 couples. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get all on the floor at the same time, but to... Yeah, well, yeah, the dances at Watford Town Hall were quite something. We've got an acoustic, beautiful acoustic town hall, one of the rarest in the country. And the floor was a proper dance floor. It's a, you could dance on it all night. It was beautifully sprung. And there's a lot to be said for Watford Town Hall. We just don't use it to its full extent, really. I don't know which bands played those. I know that we had a local band, Stan Pike, who had a newsagent opposite the Empire on corner of Market Street and Cassio, and he lived in Ricky Road. He had a band that used to do most of it. You didn't need a big band in Watford Town Hall. The acoustics were so good.
Went to lessons at Victoria School. Oh. They had evenings, they had a club. I used to go in the... Would have been during the... Oh, no, when the war ended, up to Bushy Police Station, they had a hall at the back in School Lane, is it called?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have old-time dancing. Oh, I used to love it. My mum and a neighbour and her daughter used to go. Then we used to come home, and then we used to sit and listen to the old-time dancing. There was something on the television.
Oh.
Used to like the Dinky One Step and the Gay Gordons and...
Dinky One Step?
Yeah. And there was the was it the Blue Tango?
The Square Tango.
Blue Tango. I can't quite think of it now.
I did ballet for 14 years. I used to go to Hatch End for it, actually. But the fares were so cheap then. And I used to go round from Watford West to High Street and change onto the London train to Hatch End. I, in fact, got my teaching qualifications for ballet, but I didn't want to take it up. There were no good opportunities then for teaching ballet. It would have meant teaching in the evening, or, you know, if you were good enough to get into a ballet school to teach. And most of the teachers there were ex-dancers anyway. I had to stop when I was at college because I used to go to evening school to do shorthand, so I couldn't go dancing. And then, of course, when I started work, I used to have to work alternate Saturdays, so that would have cut out my Saturday lesson in London. So I did it for 14 years.
Oh, you must have missed it. Were you sad to give up?
No, because that's when I took up Borum. So I had that, and I got my bronze, silver and gold, and then I did some Latin American as well, but I didn't take any exams in that. But I did enjoy Borum dancing.
Mm.
And years later, I used to go up to the dances at the Town Hall, because they don't have it now. Mm. Well, it's a Colosseum now.
Do you remember the fish and chip shop in Chester House?
I do. Clowsley's, having it, and I loved it.
Clowsley's were fine because they were nice. She was lovely. He was a bit grumpy, I remember. But my sister actually went out with their son, Mike Clowsley. As I say, my sister being 5 years older than me, they were into jiving. And they used to go to the Vic's club once a week of an evening. And I used to sneak in and have a look because they would be jiving. And, of course, jiving was just coming in then. It'd gone out from bebop and gone into jiving, and I remember that. I remember her. All her lovely skirts with all the petticoats underneath.
At that particular time, I was growing up, wasn't I? So my sister was 2 years older than me, and my mum wouldn't let her go out on her own. So that meant if she wanted to go to the dance, I went to the dance. So at 15, I was at the Town Hall doing my dancing bit and everything, all dressed up as if I was 21. But we used to have some fun.
I was a teenager during the 50s, and Watford Town Hall was the place to go on a Saturday night. But only for ballroom dancing. Jiving wasn't allowed. And if you had big bands, like they used to have bands like Ted Heath, and I mean, his beat for that time, that era, was fantastic. And, I mean, everybody wanted to jive. And they used to come round and tap you on the shoulder and stop you from jiving. You weren't allowed. And then, of course, rock and roll started to come in with Elvis Presley, and again, you know, I loved it. Anywhere you could get a dance in. I mean, even to the little local shed that was in Hollywell Road, the Mission Hall. I mean, live band in there was unbelievable. And the floor was so bad because you took your shoes off to dance and used to get splinters in your feet.
When I left school, my dad agreed for me to have a bit of outside entertainment, like going to dance halls. I'd been going for a long time. I knew my husband before he even realised I was going out with him. We used to go round all the dance halls in Watford, mainly Christchurch Hall, where Colin's aunt was teaching along with her friend and his wife and her own husband. And from that first time I went in, Colin sort of put his eye on me, and he told his aunt, apparently, that's the girl I'm going to marry. But in the meantime, I was taking medals to learn old-time dancing. It was called old-time dancing. It's still called old-time dancing, where it was Joyce Grenfell-type songs that she used to sing with large ballroom dresses, and you had to have your hair immaculate. And eventually we took part in competitions. Then we began teaching that as part of our old-time lessons. They were things like the square tango, the Valita, St Bernard's Waltz, Balmoral tango,